If you're thinking this is getting complicated, then you're right. But fortunately, before we introduce a bit more complexity, there's a diagram that sums up Korb's learning cycle very simply and very neatly, and it seems to us that it's nearer to reality. The diagram is from the work of Pedler, Burgoyne and Boydell, who use Korb's theory, but instead of using his expressions, they use their own, and their four-stage cycle is something like this. Something happens. What was it that happened? So what? Now what? If you want to explore your own preferences at this stage, then you can move on to the very brief quiz that we designed for you. After all, knowing where your own preferences and biases are in the process can help you, because once you know which mental muscles to exercise and how to exercise them, you can work out at any time and move towards learning fitness. And if you want to learn more about experiential learning, then read on or listen on. There's not a lot more, but it's important for a complete understanding. More complexity comes in one of the key works addressing Korb's theory, from the authors Bood, Keough and Walker. Look at the end for a list of the references. Their argument with Korb is that his is a very intellectual model, as they say, and it doesn't really look at learning from the learner's viewpoint. More importantly, though, and bear this in mind for later, they also suggest that because Korb's is an intellectual model, he didn't consider how important feelings, positive and negative, are to the reflective process. How we feel about an experience, they argue, can profoundly affect what aspects of an experience we reflect on and how we reflect on it, and so learn from them.